我们知道那个当以色列人要最后要进入迦南地的时候，要过一个约旦河。
We know the Israelites had to before entering into the land of Canaan, they had to cross the river Jordan.
啊，所以那是那当时候是他们最后一个关卡。
So that was the last breakthrough they had to go.
所以约书亚跟以色列人说你们当中要自洁，因为神要在你们当中行奇事。
And Joshua told the people that they had to consecrate themselves, for the Lord was about to perform a mighty miracle.
所以神就让那个水从上流就停住了，结果这些以色列人过了约旦河，一个人脚都没有湿。
And God performed the miracle by stopping River Jordan from the upper flow, so that none of the Israelites crossed the river without wetting their feet.
所以当他们过了以后，就在那个地方建了12个纪念石。
And after they crossed the river, they set up 12 memorial stones.
为了要纪念说神的作为。
In order to commemorate God's doing.
所以让他们子子孙孙每次问起的时候，可以知道说神怎么样做启示带领他们过约旦河。
So that it would be a reminder to their future generations of how God led them across the River Jordan.
那今天我们也是一样，我们虽然没有纪念石，但是我们要以这种方式常常纪念回想说神在我们生命上所做的作为。
And today, likewise, even though we may not have memorial stones, but we still have to commemorate God's grace in our lives.
有时候借这种见证会，让我们再一次的回想说，神怎么样的恩待我们。
And we realize opportunities as a testimony session in order to share with us the grace of God.
感谢神今天向我们安排这个刘怡云姐妹来做见证。
And thank God we have the opportunity to invite Sister Liu Yiyun to testify.
刘怡云姐妹是台中的神学生，是第二年的神学生。
Sister Liu is a second year TTP student from Taiwan GA.
她是属大同教会的。
She belongs to 大同 Church.
这次来这边也是来这边做实习，安排做帮助我们这边的圣工。
So she'sbeen in the United States as to do her internship as well as to help out in the sacred work.
所以他这次见证他怎么神怎么带领他来主，然后他怎么生命怎么改变，然后最后献身。
And so she is going to testify how the Lord led her family into Christ and how she dedicated herself to the Lord.
我们现在就请他上来跟我们做这个分享。
I'd like to invite Sister Liu.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名见证神的恩典。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify the grace of God.
感谢主，让小妹有这个机会能够和大家一起再一次的来思想神在我生命中的作为。
Thank God for granting me this opportunity so that I can once again share with everyone the grace of God in my life.
其实每一次要在向人做见证之前。
And each time before I testify before the crowds,
都必须再一次在祷告中回想过去的种种。
And each time I have to recall everything that had unfolded in the past.
就好像又要再一次的去看那个不堪的自己。
And it's as if I had to look at myself in my sorry state.
我会今天像这个样子，其实这是神很大很大的改变。
The reason why I'm here today and I am who I am today is out of God's great transformation.
在最近有时候会遇到一些很久以前认识的人，看见我就会说：“哎，你跟以前长得一点都不一样。”
And recently, when I come across old acquaintances, they would remark that you don't look a little bit like what you used to look.
是完全的不一样。
And you seem like completely different.
我相信这样子。
And I believe in this remark.
因为从我16岁到26岁，其实是变得非常叛逆。
Because from age 16 to 26, I was going through my rebellious period.
在那个时候，我变得很想要有自己的想法，要就像世上的教导一样，要活出自己。
I took on the mindset that I want to live for myself and want to live fullest.
所以虽然也一样有来教会，甚至有参加圣工。
So even though I still came to church and attended and participated in sacred work,
但是我自己却同时在外面的世界也活得很精彩。
But at the same time, outside of the church, I live a very vivid and colorful life.
那我也自己那个时候觉得这样很骄傲。
And I was proud of myself for living this dual life.
就是好像又能够兼顾信仰，又能够兼顾外面的成就。
Which seems, at the same time, I can take care of my faith, and on the other hand, I could live a full life in the secular world.
但是我很感谢神，在这样的过程当中，神一直用他全部的力量来拦阻我没有真的犯罪。
But I thank God deeply that under this kind of condition, God prevented me from committing sin.
因为在现在回想起来会发现，之前其实有非常多个时刻都已经很危险，很可能会犯罪。
As I reflect my past, I remember that there were many occasions that I was on the verge of committing sins against God.
但是就在那一些时刻当中，我却有一个害怕，没有真的逾越真理的界限。
But on that very moment, there was a fear in me that prevented me from crossing the line away from God's truth.
所以现在回想起来，真的觉得就是主耶稣用他全部的力气拉住我，让我没有真的堕落。
As I recall, it was out of God's grace and His mighty power which prevented me from falling off the cliff into sin.
那也很感谢神，在这个过程中我还继续有参加教会的神训班，就是 每个暑假到总会三个月一个月参加青年的神训班。
And I thank God that while this was going on, God allowed me to participate every year during the summertime, the 1 month long NYTS theological training.
那在第一年去的时候我其实还跟外面的朋友还有在联络。
During my first year of the theological training, I still had intimate contact with the outside world.
那个不是神学生的训练，那是 NYTS 的训练。
Oh, excuse me, that was NYTS training.
那所以那时候刚有手机，那所以我平常上课的时候没有带着，但是休息时间还会跟外面的朋友联络。
At that time, that's when the smart devices first came on market. So even though during class time, I did not carry the cell phone with me, but after class time, I would still have communication with outside world.
但是在一个月里面的灵修、祷告、读经，渐渐的我会不太想要跟外面的朋友联络了。
But as the period of the month-long theological the training continue, I gradually find myself less and less inclined to communicate with the outside.
那第一年是这样，第二年我又去参加，这个喜欢亲近神的时间变得比较多。那跟朋友对我的吸引力变少了。
On my second year of attending NYTS, I discovered that my inclination for drawing nearer to God became much stronger than my inclination toward making time for my friends.
那到第三年的时候，非常奇妙的是，我甚至会很厌恶我的朋友来打扰我。
By the third year, I progressed to the status where I even loathed that my friends would bother me.
从 很喜欢，会被吸引到厌恶，这其实是一个非常完全相反的一个变化。
So you can see the transformation from deeply likable into a deep attraction to the reverse of a deep dislike. You can see it's a drastic transformation.
也就是从很没有力量会被罪所牵引，到变成有力量去拒绝罪的吸引。
It's a reflection of the state in which you're very powerless and being drawn to sin.And transforming to where you are very spiritually powerful and you can resist sin.
那这样的变化其实就是在参加神训班当中，我们都被鼓励要多花其他休息的时间去多多祷告。
This type of transformation is a result and the product of being encouraged to spend more time in prayer outside of the classroom.
所以在每天晚上我都自己。有固定十点到十点四十就去祷告的地方祷告。
So I set up this habit, I built up this habit of every night from 10 to 10:40, I would go to a certain place to pray by myself.
所以我自己去体验到从圣灵来的力量。
So I individually experienced this power and strength coming from the Holy Spirit.
也很像是一个已经昏迷很久的人渐渐醒悟过来。
And this is likened to someone who is totally unconscious and gradually coming to himself.
我渐渐的了解到，原来我年轻的时候是这么的幼稚，而且这么的不认识神。
Gradually, I came to the realization that I was such an immature person and did not know much about God.
然后我也渐渐的明白。原来是神一直不放弃的在拯救我。
And gradually come to realize it was God who did not give up on me and intending on saving me.
那在继续的追求之后，那个属灵的清醒就会更加的醒悟。
After persisting in the spiritual pursuit, this spiritual awareness become more and more acute.
所以我也明白，原来我能够被神这样不放弃的保守，是因为我的母亲和外婆，或甚至姐姐这些家人，他们不放弃的带祷。
And I came to a keen realization that the reason why God did not give up on me is out of the intercessory prayer by my mother, my siblings, and my grandma.
所以，当今天如果看见有些弟兄姐妹。
Today, as I come and witness various brothers and sisters,
看到他们可能因为一些迷惑而失去属灵的这种警觉。
As I observe that they lose their spiritual awareness due to temptations,
或者就迷失在世界当中。
Or they become lost in the world.
其实迷失或者进入迷惑的人是暂时没有能力自己醒悟过来的。
The people who are lost or gradually being drawn into the world cannot come to their own consciousness by themselves.
但是主耶稣一直希望他们能醒悟过来。
But it's Lord Jesus' intent that they become awake.
这需要旁边的人不放弃的带祷。
But this requires the persevering prayer of the intercessory prayer from the surrounding people.
有一天，当这些人愿意来接受主耶稣要拉他们回来的这些机会的时候
，One day when these people are willing to extend their hand into Lord Jesus' outstretched hand of salvation，
就好像我在。软弱迷失当中，我竟然还有这个心想要来参加神训班。
And it would be very much like in the time of my spiritual weakness, and then yet I still had the desire to attend the NYTS.
那很奇妙的，神就会开始来带领改变。
And miraculously, God will guide us into His fold.
所以 在回想过去的时候
As I reflect on my past
其实都是会很痛苦
I find that there is a painful past
就很像在看一个死人
It's as if I'm staring at a corpse
会非常后悔痛恨为什么我有过去这样的一段时间
And I'm filled with regret and sorrow How come my life went through this period of sadness
这样子的让主耶稣受到羞辱
And in this way I brought upon shame upon Jesus Christ
所以在路加福音第六章
In Luke chapter 6
对不起，是第九章。
Luke chapter 9，
路加福音的第九章第二十三节。
Luke 9 verse 23，
耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Jesus said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me."
啊，我们。要跟从主，真的要 deny ourselves.
To follow Jesus Christ requires us to deny ourselves.
就是要真的否认自己。
We have to deny our own wishes.
真的要看没有主耶稣的时候，自己真的是可悲可厌弃的。
And we must realize that without Jesus Christ, we are alone and we are despicable.
那这样子的反省是要天天来做的。
And this is a daily reflection we have to go through.
我们要背起我们的十字架。
We have to carry our own cross.
那个十字架原本应该是我们该死在上面的。
This is a cross in which we originally were to be nailed upon.
但是是主耶稣他替我们被钉死在上面。
But Lord Jesus died for us.And was nailed on the cross on our behalf.
因为他把他的生命给了我。
Because he bestowed his life upon us.
那所以才有今天的我可以在这里享受平安，可以在这里好像很有骄傲，很可以做什么。
Through his death, we are able to stand before Christ as if we are.We can make something of ourselves, feel with pride as if we are capable of certain things.
所以我们deny 自己之后，要把这个旧的自己亲手把自己钉死在这个十字架上。
So after we deny ourselves, we have to, with our very own hands, nail ourselves on the cross.
所以在加拉太书
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第五章
Galatians 5
加拉太书第五章二十四节
Galatians 5 verse 24
说凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了
And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires.
所以每逢回想主耶稣在我们自己身上所有过的作为
Each time as we reflect upon the deeds of Christ upon our lives
尤其是他是如何的改变我的生命
Especially how he had transformed our lives
就会再一次的看看那个挂在十字架上旧的自己觉得亏欠主耶稣太多。
And I will reflect upon my old self, sinful self that's been crucified on the cross, and realize that I'm in such great debt to Jesus Christ.
那所以，在二十，刚才说这是十六到二十六岁这一段时间。
So during this period of from age 16 to 26.
那二十六岁之后。我醒悟了之后，那神也继续的引导我在信仰上成长。
And after 26, when I awaken spiritually, the Lord continued to guide my footsteps so that I grow and mature.
在2007年我出国读书，那时候就是27岁。
2007, when I was 27 years old, I went to study abroad.
那出国是完全脱离一个原本熟悉的文化和环境。
Going abroad requires a person to be taken into a totally unfamiliar surrounding from his people, language, and culture.
我一开始是在法国一年。
Initially, I spent a year in France.
后来很奇妙的，神又带领我转到德国四年。
And later, by the miraculous doing of God, I went to study 4 years in Germany.
那后来又很奇妙的带领我又转到奥地利一年。
And later, God also miraculously brought me to study in Austria for 1 year.
在这样子一直搬迁的过程中
，through this process of relocation，
我好像就在被神教导像亚伯拉罕那样的生活。
I felt as if I had been taught just like Abraham, by the Lord Jesus Himself, in following in the footsteps of Abraham when he journeyed about.
而且也开始很习惯在每一个地方都做好随时要离开的准备。
And no matter where I went, I had this mental preparation that I need to be ready anytime I have to go.
所以真的开始有这种在世上是客旅的心情。
I began to assume the mindset that I'm merely a traveler in this world.
所以我不会买很多东西。
And therefore, I would not buy too many physical things.
也不在意这个房子要怎么装饰。
And I take a less liking to how I need to decorate my surrounding.
那要离开一个地方，那个伤心的感觉也不会那么深，那么强烈。
And the sadness that comes with leaving a familiar surrounding is less strong as before.
在这一段时间，在出国的这一段时间好像神让我去回到一个最基本的生活需要。
During my period of studying abroad, it's as if God placed me into a livelihood of the most essential basic needs.
我只要能够满足这些能够活着的基本需要，我就觉得很喜乐、很满足了。
As long as I can fulfill my daily necessities and the very basic needs, then I will be very joyful and satisfied.
而且也在这个被满足的时候，体验到我是被天父所养活的。
And through this moment of satisfaction, I strongly sense that it is out of the Heavenly Father's providence that I'm alive.
那因为我随时都可能会搬，所以我不买东西。但是如果房间是空的，没有家具，我也没办法生活。
So because I have this mindset that anytime I have to be relocating to a new place, but if I live in a place where the room is vacant without any kind of furnishing, I cannot live like that either.
那很奇妙的就是，每逢我需要什么样的家具或者用品，我心里这样想，那马上就会从很奇妙的方式我可以得到。
So quite miraculously, anytime there's a need and I thought about it, then God will, through miraculous ways, arrange for these needs to be met.
比如说我很需要我的床。Mattress.
For instance, I need a mattress.
可是那个很贵。
But it's very expensive.
那很奇妙的，我才这样想，我住的地方隔壁邻居，他就清空他的家具，就把床丢出来。
And quite miraculously, when I was just thinking about this need, then my next door neighbor was clearing out his furnishing, and there, lo and behold, there is a mattress.
我很感谢神，就是他甚至考虑到我力气没办法搬很远，所以让隔壁的邻居丢出来就好。
And I thank God deeply because he knows that physically I'm not that strong. So he arranged for someone who was very close by to provide my need.
所以我会感受到神的预备不只是充充足足，而且是充满了温柔的慈爱。他连这些细节都考虑到。
So I deeply sense that God's providence is so considerate and so with such warm love, and He cares about every little detail of my need.
那啊，所以我的那个房间，我其实很希望可以照相让大家能够看见每一个东西都是恩典。
So it's, I really wish that I could take a photo of my room to show everyone because every single item is out of God's grace.
那我们可以来看一个经节是常常讲到，但是我们在生活中是不是有真的这么啊单纯的用一个单纯的心去体验呢？
There's a often quoted verses, but do we actually accept this verse with a simple faith?
马太福音的第六章
Matthew 6
第七节和第八节
Verse 7 and 8
说你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听，你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。
And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him.
其实我们的祷告不是不必啊一再的重复说主啊，我需要什么。
So in our daily prayer, we don't need to repeat saying to the Lord, I need this, I need that.
其实最了解我们自己的不是我们自己。
For the one who knows us the best is not we ourselves.
我们可能会对自己稍微知道我需要什么。
We may have certain level of understanding as to our personal needs.
但是造我们的主他完全知道最适合我们的是什么。
But the Lord who created us knows more intimately what we truly need.
我们再看同样第六章的三十三节和三十四节。
Let's read Matthew 6, verse 33 and 34.
我们从三十一节开始看。
Let's begin from 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?" For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
这些吃喝穿这些外在的东西是不需要去忧虑的。
These external things, eating, drinking, wearing, these are not things that we should concern ourselves with.
首先要求的是神的国。
But we need to seek first God's kingdom.
愿神的国降临。
That God's kingdom will descend.
愿神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
That the will of the Lord may be performed on earth as it is in heaven.
也就是到底神国的真理是否让人能够来接受呢？
Which means whether the truth of heavenly kingdom can be accepted by the earthly people.
我今天要做什么能够让人更认识真神呢？
And what should I do today so that other people can have a better understanding of true God?
这是我们每一天的祷告应该要先求的。
And this should be the very first priority in our daily prayer.
然后神的义。
And then after God's righteousness.
我今天要怎么样才能够显出神的公义呢？
And today, as I go about my day, how can I display and reflect God's righteousness?
神的义就是那个无罪的代替有罪的。
God's righteousness consists of the sinless replacing the sinful.
我今天要怎么样作为一个已经被耶稣的宝血洗净无罪的人，要怎么样去为那个有罪的人代求？
Today, as a vessel, a sinful vessel that has been cleansed through the blood of Christ into sinless vessel, how can we intercede for the other sinful people?
所以，在我国外的那段时间，
and during my period of studying abroad,
很奇妙的就是我没有跟神真的祷告求过什么东西。
Quite miraculously is I didn't really pray to God for any particular item.
但是生活的一切神都帮我预备好了。
But all my daily needs were fully met by God's providence.
那我花我大部分的时间都是在参与教会还有自己的灵修。
So most of the time I spent on participating in sacred work for church or cultivating myself to draw nearer to God.
刚才提到神好像让我回到一个小孩的样式，就是让我什么事都回到最单纯最简单的需要。
And it's as if God had returned me to a very simple childlike stage where everything is the most rudimentary, most fundamentally basic.
那这个也包含去教会。
And this includes going to church.
以前在台湾好像去教会就是在做事情。
Previously in Taiwan, going to church felt like I was going to work.
我的心态就好像因为我在那里有被排这些工作，所以我去教会。
My mindset was, because I've been arranged to do certain tasks, this is why I'm at church.
可是这是我自己心态上的错误。
But this is a wrongful thinking on my part.
那在国外的这段时间，很奇妙的就是我去教会不再是因为一个义务。
During the period of studying abroad, I go to church no longer out of the obligation.
而是真的被吸引。
But rather, I'm strongly attracted.
我住的地方是德国比较北边一点。
I live in a place where it's a northern part of Germany.
那我去的教会是海德堡，在比较南边。
And I go to the church which is in Heidelberg toward the south.
所以如果坐最快的火车直达的话，要四个小时。
And if I were to take the fastest train, it will require 4 hours to travel.
但是那个会很贵，所以通常我不会搭那样子的火车。
But that is going to be very expensive, so I don't usually take that kind of a quick train.
所以我会搭慢车，在我的那个邦里面搭慢车不用钱，所以我会先搭两个小时到中间一个站，再搭两个小时到另一个站，然后再搭两个小时到海德堡。
And so instead, I would take a long route going from 2 hours to the next station, 2 hours to the next station, and 2 hours to the next station. But because it's free, and so I would take that route instead.
那最后这一段是要钱的，那会就可以节省很多。
Oh, excuse me. The last leg of the journey does require payment, but it will save me quite a bit.
那每个礼拜为什么我会这样子花这么久的时间？然后理论上其实会很累。
So why would I bother to spend so much time in traveling to church every week? Because in theory, I should be exhausted.
但是就是很，当人被一个爱所激励的时候，这样子其实一点都不累。
But when a person is compelled by the love of Christ, this is not exhausting at all.
那个爱不只是从我里面出来激励我。
This is not just the love that spring from within myself to compel me.
而且是这个教会 真耶稣教会，一个有真理、有圣灵的耶稣基督的教会，它吸引我。
But rather, this is out of the attraction of the truth and the self, the Holy Spirit stemming from true Jesus Church attracting me.
所以每一次我到教会都会很喜乐。
So each time when I go to church, I'm filled with great joy.
虽然那个教会传道也不常在。
Even though at that very church, there is very rare showing of the pastor.
都是大部分的时候是弟兄姐妹轮流带领。
For the most part, it was brothers and sisters who take turns arranging the services.
那甚至最小带领查经的弟兄14岁。
And there, the youngest of which of was a 14-year brother who has been arranged to guide the Bible study.
那最老的大概六七十岁。
The oldest member to lead the service was about 60 or 70 years old.
可是从弟兄姐妹的用谦卑诚实的心来查考道理。
But through the humble mindset of all the brothers and sisters in studying the truth.
我们一起查考道理。
And we together we study the truth.
我都觉得非常的感动。
And I'm so deeply touched.
就是真的从对圣经经句的认识有一个亮光出来，而非常的喜乐感动。
Because through studying the scripture, I'm enlightened by the truth and touched by it.
那也从大家分享彼此的信仰的体验，也看见神的作为。
And through the mutual sharing of God's grace in our daily lives, we also witness God's mighty workings.
那在查考道理之外，我们也一起吃饭，一起玩。爬山。
So other than studying the truth together, we also fellowship together, dine together, and even go mountain climbing together.
就真的很像在过使徒时代的教会。
And it felt as if we were living the life of the apostles back in the Bible days.
体验到圣灵与真理在我们当中的喜乐。
And we experience having the Holy Spirit living together with us, abiding with us, and granting us this great joy.
所以每一次我到教会去，所看见的就是神的荣耀。
So each time as I attend the church services, I will witness the glory of God.
在每一次的祷告中都能够发自真心的赞美神，感谢神将他的心腹他的真教会建立在人间。
In each one of our prayer, I can deeply appreciate that God truly has prepared his new bride and established this new bride on earth, which is his true church.
借着他的真教会来洗去人的罪。
And it's through his true church that he washed away the sins of humanity.
所以让我们能够有平安在这里面。
In such a way that we can enjoy the peace within the Lord.
所以这个是我一个很大的改变。
For me, this was a great transformation.
从只知道来教会办活动做事情。
Moving from knowing to come into church and then just caring about our daily task.
还有看见教会有什么问题。
And being able to pick out what problems exist in the church.
然后自己有很多自己的意，觉得应该怎么做才对。
And being filled with self-righteousness, thinking that we should do this in such and such ways.
没有看见自己的罪。
Without realizing my own sins.
到后来能够在教会里看见神的荣耀。
And progress to a stage where I can now see the glory of God within the church.
能够在神的教会里享受真理。
And that in the church of God, we can enjoy the truth.
那这个是神改变我的心态。
And this is truly because of God altering my mindset.
那当我们改变自己的心态之后，我们能够就好像眼睛更加明亮，看见基督的荣美。
And once our mindset has been transformed, then our eyes will be enlightened, and so that we are able to perceive the glory of Christ.
那另外一点也是回归到小孩子的这个一个例子。
And another example of returning to a childhood innocent stage.
就是对于真理的这个实践，就是我开始学习从最基本的道理来遵守。
Which is the application of keeping the truth, and I started doing that with the very basic commandment of God.
因为我常常都在坐火车。
Because I'm often traveling about on the trains.
所以有时候就会不小心掉东西。
And there will be times that I'm not careful and drop something.
那有一次就是我连续的又掉信用卡。
And there was a one time where I consecutively lost the credit card.
然后银行又莫名其妙扣了我20块，我很穷，这20块对我来说很多。
And the bank for some unknown reason deducted $20, which for me, because I'm not so wealthy, so it's a big amount for me.
然后又紧接着我又掉手机。
And later, I also lost my cell phone.
那这样子接连下来，我就开始想，是不是这是不是偶然？
Because of this string of unfortunate events, I began to wonder whether this is out of just random acts or accident.
所以我就祷告。在祷告里求问神，是不是有什么要我学习的？
So in the prayer, I began to inquire of the Lord whether there is a lesson to be learned through these experiences.
结果在祷告中，我就祷告之前，其实我有去上网看一下掉手机，在火车上掉手机的话应该怎么办。
So before my prayer, I had searched online when a personlost her cell phone, what should they do?
所以我就知道要写信去给火车的办公室。
Lost a cell phone on the train, so I discovered there's a process of lost and found. You can write to a certain department.
但是我不抱希望，因为我觉得只是一只手机，人家不 care。
And I didn't hold out too much hope because it's just a cell phone. Why would anybody care?
而且人家可能拿了就走，不会把它送去失物招领。
And it's quite possible whoever found it would just take it for their own rather than giving it back to the lost and found.
所以我写完那个信也当作其实那个手机不会找到。
So even though I wrote a letter to the lost and found department in the train station, but I didn't hold up too much hope.
所以我就祷告说，神啊，求你让我知道你要我学习什么。我只要有学习这个就好，手机找不到其实随便。
So in my prayer, I only asked the Lord, Lord, please show me if there's a lesson to be learned in this experience. Even if I don't find the cell phone, that's fine.
所以当我进入比较专心的祷告之后，
And after I enter into a deeply concentrated prayer,
很奇妙的，神突然让我想到我的柜子里面有一台计算机。
Miraculously, God reminded me that in my closet there was a calculator.
那个计算机是我捡来的。
And this was a calculator that I found.
因为前面有讲到嘛，我很多东西都是捡来的。
Because I mentioned previously that a lot of the stuff that I possess, actually, they're found items.
可是那些都是人家不要丢出来，我知道它是被丢弃的，所以我捡。
But they are all items that people discarded, so I know they are unwanted item, and I bring it back.
可是这个计算机是我在火车上有人掉在椅子上，我就想，那别人拿去可能也是不会对他很好，那我就来当他的主人吧。
But for this particular calculator, it was something that I found on the train. And I figured, well, if somebody were to find it, it probably won't do them any good. So why don't I become its master?
所以其实我是出于贪心。
So my intention was out of greed.
但是自己跟自己说没有关系，你可以拿。
But I justified to myself in my mind, saying that it's okay, don't worry about it, just take it.
但是当我祷告的时候，想到那个计算机，我就在神面前恐惧战惊了。But
when I remember through the prayer that I had this calculator in my possession, I was filled with dread for God.
我就知道神让我掉手机，就是让我明白。 我掉了这个，其实是神让我知道应该要把那个丢掉。
So God reminded me through this incident of losing my cell phone that I actually should return this lost calculator.
我想到两个经节。
And I remember two verses.
申命记第七章。
Deuteronomy verse 7.
申命记第七章26节。
Deuteronomy 7, verse 26.
七章26节， 可憎的物你不可带进家去，不然你就成了那当毁灭的，与那物一样，你要十分厌恶，十分憎嫌，因为这是当毁灭的物。
Nor shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be doomed to destruction like it. You shall utterly detest it and utterly abhor it, for it is an accursed thing.
可憎的物不可带进家。
So an accursed thing is not something we should bring into our home.
而且要十分厌恶。
And we ought to utterly detest it.
我把贪心贪婪带进家里。
So I brought in greediness into my house.
所以不是那个计算机本身有罪。
So the calculator itself had no sin associated with it.
而是那个计算机在我家里就代表着我的贪心。
But having that calculator in my home represents that I possess greediness.
那再看另一个经节，也是申命记13章17到18节。
Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 17 and 18.
13章17、18节。
Chapter 13, verse 17 and 18.
那当毁灭的物连一点都不可粘你的手，你要听从主你神的话，遵守我今日所吩咐你的一切诫命，行主你神眼中看为正的事。 主就必转意，不发烈怒，恩待你，连续你，照他向你列祖所起的事，使你人数增多。So
none of the accursed thing shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of his anger and show you mercy, have compassion on you, and multiply you just as he swore to your fathers, because you have listened to the voice of the Lord your God to keep all his commandments, which I command you today to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God.
应当要毁灭的物，连粘到你的手都不行，你要觉得很可怕、很恶心。
So none of the accursed things shall remain in our hand. We shouldn't even touch it. We have to consider it to be really disgusting.
我们要有的圣洁，要到这样的程度。
The holiness, the level of holiness that we ought to possess should be to this stage.
就是对任何的罪都非常的有洁癖。
Which means you become a neat freak when it comes to any kind of sins.
所以我祷告到这里，想到这些经节，我就觉得太可怕了，我一定要马上把它丢掉。So
as I remember these verses in my prayer, I thought it was quite terrifying. I had to quickly get rid of this calculator.
而且拼命跟神认罪，说对我贪心，我真的承认。
And I had to pray very hard with a repentant heart, telling God that it was out of my greed that I possessed this.
那其实那个时候火车站已经关门，所以我就跟神保证说，我明天一定会把它拿去火车站给事务招领。
So at that time, the train station was already closed. And I promised God that tomorrow, very first thing, I will bring this item to the lost and found in the train station.
那我就祷告完了。
So I completed my prayer.
当我一爬起来的时候
，And as I got up from my prayer,
我的电脑就有那个收到信，叮。
And there was a signal from my computer saying that I've received the email.
那就是那个火车站的办公室写信给我说，你的手机找到了。
And it was an email from the train station lost and found saying that your cell phone has been found.
在那个瞬间我的感觉就是太可怕了，神真的是又真又活的神。
So in that very instant, I was struck with awe and fear saying that God is truly alive and true.
我不是很高兴说找到了，当然我也后来有高兴，但是第一个时间的体会不是找到东西好高兴。
So my immediate reaction wasn't that, oh, my lost item is found. I feel with great joy. No, rather I was struck with great fear of God.
神真的是鉴察我们的神，也是垂听我们祷告的神。
Because God truly is one who sees through us, and He listens to our prayers.
所以在这样子的生活当中，我就真的回到小孩的样式。
So through this type of living, I truly became having a childlike innocence.
就是圣经这样说，不能不做。
Which is, if the Bible says this, then I have to do it.
那因为圣经这样应许，所以相信一定可以得到。
And because the Bible promised this way, so you just have to believe in the promise, and you shall obtain it.
那所以在我们越简单越清新，就越能看见神。
So as our faith become more simple and more pure and innocent, then the more likely we can see God.
所以在马太福音的第五章
Matthew chapter 5,
第八节
verse 8,
也是主耶稣在山上的告诉我们的八福。
And this is what Lord Jesus described the beatitude on the mount.
五章的第八节说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Chapter 5, verse 8 tells us that those who are pure in heart may see God.
所以在不断追求圣洁，遵行圣经的教导的生活当中。
So through this life of pursuing holiness and seeking after God in prayer,
有很多次很奇妙的祷告的体验。
I experienced many wonderful, miraculous effect of the Lord through prayer.
有一次是在教会祷告。
And once I was praying in church.
那个时候虽然前面说我每次在教会都可以看见神的荣耀，但不代表教会没有问题哦。
And just because I mentioned that every time I attend church, I can see the glory of God within the church, but that doesn't mean that church is without any kind of problems.
但是有问题不代表这个就可以掩盖神的荣耀。
But just because there's a problem in the church, it is not able to cover up the glory of God.
那在那一天我和另一个姐妹中午很迫切在祷告。
So one day during the afternoon, I was praying very intently with another sister.
我们在为附近另一个教会祷告。
We were interceding for a neighboring church.
因为他们那一天要开大会，会做一些重要的决定。
Because they were going to hold a meeting that is going to result in some important decisions.
所以我们很迫切为他们祷告，希望他们能够做出合乎主耶稣心意的决定。
So we were praying very intently that the Lord may allow them to make decisions that is in accordance to God.
那我一边祷告的时候，一边想到一个弟兄。
As I was interceding, I also recalled in the prayer of a certain brother.
那这个弟兄是我们常常会说要帮他祷告，可是我每次就是唱名过去就 祷告了，但是没有真的很用心的为他带祷。
This is a brother whose name was listed in the prayer list that during my ordinary prayer, I would just check him off in the prayer and don't really pray with a full heart for him.
因为我知道有一些问题，就是教会有一些问题是跟这个弟兄有关系，所以就对他有一点点不高兴，所以我没有办法真的很用心为他代祷。
Because I knew that this brother was the cause of some of the church problems, and as a result, I cannot really pray for him with a full heart.
可是很奇妙的就是，在我们真的把自己交托给圣灵带领的祷告中。
But what's miraculous is when during our prayer, if we are able to totally dedicate our, present our whole self into the Holy Spirit,
圣灵会带领我们祷告出我们平常不会去祷告的事情。
We render ourselves to the Holy Spirit's guidance, then the Holy Spirit will guide us to pray for certain things that we won't ordinarily pray for.
甚至是进到一些情感是我们不可能有的情感，自己靠自己不会有的情感。
We would even experience emotional states that we would not ordinarily experience by ourselves.
在那一次的祷告，圣灵真的带领我进到一个很伤心、很伤心的情感里面。
In that very prayer, the Holy Spirit brought me deeply into a very sorrowful, sad state.
就是我为这个弟兄祷告。泪流满面，真的很担心，很担心他。
Which is when I was praying for this particular brother, I was filled with tears and really very worried and concerned for him.
那其实那个不是我的担心。
But that wasn't my personal worry.
我明白，原来主耶稣他的圣灵里头是这么的担心这个弟兄。
But rather, God allowed me to experience that Lord Jesus, in the state of the Holy Spirit, was truly very concerned for this individual.
但是那个时候，我也真的，就是我们的心可以跟圣灵的心合为一，或者我们的心变成基督的心。
But in that very moment, I experienced that our heart.Is linked to the heart of Jesus Christ, and it's as if we have the mindset and the heart of Christ.
所以腓立比书里面说，你们要有基督的，要以基督的心为心。那个不是说我们要立志要这样子，而是当我们被圣灵充满，我们的心会变成基督的心，基督的心会充满在我们里面。
In Ephesians, it tells us that we need to have a mindset that is like Jesus Christ. And this is not out of our own personal doing, but rather in the Holy Spirit, we need to pray in such a way that God will fill us with His mindset and His heart.
所以当我在那个被圣灵充满，然后一直很伤心流泪的时候，
So at the moment when I was filled by the Holy Spirit and with tears all over my face,
也一直求神能够拦阻他们不要做错事。
And I, on the other hand, I was praying very hard that the church would not make any wrong decisions.
就在那个时候，我的灵里头进到了一个境界，一个情境。
In that very moment,My soul was lifted into a spiritual state that was quite unique.
不是我的肉眼看见什么，也不是说闭着眼睛啊看到什么异象。
It wasn't that my physical body or my mindset was going into a certain place.
而是进到我们看以赛亚书第六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章一到三节。
Isaiah 6, verse 1 to 3.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛侍立，各有六个翅膀， 用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔，彼此呼喊说：圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，万军之主，他的荣光充满全地。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted above, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings, with two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and two he flew. And one cried to one another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
就在那个祷告的时刻，我感觉就是我的灵里头看见神荣光充满了整个就是充满了。
And in that moment of prayer in my spirit, I felt as if I was able to see the entire chapel, the church, being filled with the mighty glory of God.
就很像这里的景象，神他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
And what I experienced is very much like what's described here. The robe of God filled the whole temple.
神的荣耀遮蔽他的教会。
And the glory of God covered and enshrined his temple.
教会是神的。
The church belongs to God.
神鉴察，神掌管。
God observes and God keeps watch over it to manage it.
所以在那个时候，我又继续的流泪。
And in that moment, my tear continues to stream.
可是那个流泪不再是很悲痛的那种流泪了。
But that kind of tear is no longer the tears of sadness.
而是充满了对神的敬畏以及交托。
But rather, it is a tear filled with awestruckness of God and entrusting to God.
因为我发现我跪在神高高的宝座前，我很渺小。
Because I felt so small, as if I'm kneeling before the throne of God, the mighty, lofty throne of God.
神的荣耀真的太伟大，而且太美了。
The glory of the Lord is so awesome and so beautiful.
所以我的祷告就变成只有就是不断的赞美神，神是圣洁的，是唯一的，宇宙之间唯一真实的存在。
And at this moment, my prayer turned out to be praying God, saying that God is holy, He is the only maker of the universe.
所以在神的荣耀当中，所有的问题都没有问题了。
So under the mighty glory of God, any kind of problem becomes a non-issue.
所以在那个祷告当中是对我来说侍奉上一个蛮重要的一个关键。
That prayer became a very important turning point in my service to God.
因为如果一个侍奉神的人没有体验过或者经历过神的荣耀。
Because a person professed to serve God had never experienced the glory of God.
不管是从这个圣经当中，或者是在侍奉当中的体验，或者在祷告当中的体验，如果没有经历过神的荣耀。
If we had never experienced the glory of God, whether through the study of the scripture, through prayer or service to God, we never experienced His glory.
我们会很容易忘记自己原来是一个罪人，原来自己这么渺小。
Then we will fail to realize that we are mere sinners and we are so minute in the presence of God.
而且我们也会忘记原来神掌管，神的权柄。
And we will also forget that God, in fact, is the one who oversees everything. He is in control.
那所以这个是其中一个和大家分享祷告在圣灵充满之下的祷告。
So this is an experience I want to share with you when you're filled by the Holy Spirit, what you can experience.
还有一个是 在我回台湾的时候，在台湾的教会安息日的祷告。
And there was another incident of prayer when I returned to Taiwan and was praying in a certain church.
从我越来越认识，就是我跟主耶稣的关系越来越好以后。
As I gradually take on better relationship with Jesus Christ.
那我就越来越觉得活着其实是一个痛苦。
More and more, I realize that living in this earth is a burden.
就是人生真的是苦海。
Because this human life really is a sea of sorrow.
所以很多时候都是我只有觉得在祷告里面才是一个真实的世界啊，祷告完回到现实中就觉得一切很虚假，很虚幻。
And often I have this realization that only when I'm in prayer and deep prayer with God is that genuine. And as I complete my prayer and go back to the real life, everything becomes so fake.
所以我常常很想要回天家。
And I often long to go to heavenly kingdom.
有时候会想着就哭了。
And to such an extent where my longing result in many tears.
就是我们会想家嘛，那我的那种想回天家的心情就是想家，我真的很想回去。
This longing is like a longing for your home. Everybody longs for their home. But my longing for the heavenly home was so overwhelming, I was filled with tears.
那在那个安息日的祷告里面，我又祷告中又想到啊，主啊，到底什么时候这一切才可以结束，我才可以回去见你。
So in that very Sabbath prayer, I had this deep thought with Christ saying, Lord, when can I return to a heavenly home and see you?
结果在越来越进入祷告 越来越专心之后，就我又进到一个属灵的情境当中。
As my prayer progressed into a deeper state, more concentrated state, I went to a different realm.
那一样也是不是说我的肉眼或者眼睛闭起来看到什么异象，没有。
And like the previous experience, even though my eyes were closed, it wasn't as if I visualized a certain vision.
但是那个感觉却非常的真实，就是到末日的那一天那一刻。
But that sensation was so genuine. I felt like I was in the very end days of the earth.
在那个时候，我属灵里头看见的就是很像垃圾车在倒垃圾一样，有一个倾斜的，可能就是地吧，就倾斜起来，然后上面所有的人就像垃圾一样被倒到下面的深渊。
Now in that very prayer, I sensed that the entire world was being dumped out, just like a garbage truck when it's ready to tilt up and then unload all its trash. And all the people and everything on earth was being dumped out of this garbage truck.
其实那每一条灵魂都是主耶稣所创造的。
But each and every one of the soul being dumped was a soul created by Jesus Christ.
都是宝贵的。
And they are each very precious in his eyes.
但是在审判的那个时候，只要没有借着耶稣的宝血洗去罪的，都是像垃圾一样被倒进无底的深渊。
But on the day of judgment, whoever has not been baptized in the blood of Christ and to be clean will be dumped into the bottomless pit.
那在那个时候，圣灵带领我进到一个很悲痛的心情里。
So at that very moment, the Holy Spirit brought me into a very grief-struck state.
真的很心痛，很难过，到祷告结束起来还很难过。
That grief was so overwhelming that even after the prayer concluded, my heart was filled with pain still.
那就很像先知书里面那些先知看见以色列或者犹大或者列国被毁灭或者被刑罚的时候，他们那种求主，主啊，助手怜悯啊，那种心。
My mindset became like the prophets of old who described before the Lord punish all the nations, and they cry out to the Lord, Lord, please have mercy on them.
这个时候我就明白了，神让我们活在这个世界上，不是让我们去享受自己的人生。
And in that very moment, I realized that God placed us on our earth not so we can enjoy this life.
当然，神已经祝福我们能够有一个在他里头有一个幸福、喜乐的人生。
And naturally, God had chose us so that in Christ we are able to live a joyful life.
但是他让我们继续活在这个世上，目的是要让他所爱惜的世上的灵魂也能够进到这个平安里。
But the reason God allows each one of us to be alive in this world is so that we are able to become agents to save the other lost souls in this life.
我们是谁?
Who are we?
如果不是主耶稣的怜悯带领，我们能够今天平安的在这里享受安息吗?
If not for the merciful guidance of Jesus Christ, are we able to stand here before Him in a peaceful and joyful state?
其实我们应该也是像那些被倒垃圾下去的那些灵魂。
Actually, we should have been just like all the souls that are being dumped out into the bottomless pit, like a garbage truck being dumping out its trash.
神他为这一些灭亡的灵魂担忧痛心。
The Lord is grief-struck with pain for all these low souls.
所以。我就不再跟神说什么时候可以让我回天家了。
And because of that, I no longer pray to God and ask Him, when can I return to the heavenly home?
我活着的目的
The purpose of my living and being
我原本就没有什么为自己活的目的了。
I no longer have a sense of living for myself on earth.
那现在就是为了要满足神想要救这些灵魂的心。
But instead, my mindset took on the resolve to save souls for Jesus Christ.
因为我知道我原本也是该死的罪人。
Because now I realize I should be one of the souls that was going to be destroyed.
那因为我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书第二章第二十节。
Galatians 2, verse 20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我。为我舍己。
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以，当人家问我为什么会献身。
So when people ask me, why did I decide to dedicate myself for God?
我只是觉得，就很像刚才一开始唱《亲近更亲近》这首诗里头第二节所讲的。
And my mindset is very much like the hymn that we sang before, closer and closer drawn to Christ.
他说：“亲近更亲近，我没有什么东西可以带来给主耶稣，我的王，只有一个对罪痛悔的心。”
And closer we are drawn to God, the King, and we brought nothing to Him except a very sorrowful heart because of our sins.
因为我没有别的可以给主了。
Because we have nothing else to offer to God.
我只有我的这一条命而已。
And except for our very life.
非常卑微，非常，就是只有这个而已。
And we are so insignificant, and this is all we can do for God.
那所以我很感谢神愿意接纳我这个微小的生命。
And I thank God deeply that He is willing to accept me, a very insignificant life.
能够为他伟大的计划能够做一点什么，这是我莫大的恩典。
And if I'm able to contribute to His mighty plan of salvation in any small ways, that would be enough grace for me.
所以这是我一信仰的生命的改变是神的大能。
And the transformation in my life and my faith is out of God's mighty working.
愿神的名得到荣耀。
May the name of the Lord be greatly glorified.
也愿我们彼此得到激励跟造就。
And may we all be edified mutually.
那我们现在就同心跪下来祷告，感谢神。
So we'll conclude with a prayer and give thanks to God.